Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
Dis alweer tyd vir Op die kassie en vandag gesels ek alles deal or no deal celebrity edition. Nou as jy nog nie weet van hierdie ongelooflike program nie, of course this game involves contestants picking from 20 boxes containing very cash values while making critical decisions, of course influenced by the host offers. And today I get to speak to the winner of deal or no deal celebrity edition, Pearl Moodyadi. Listen, you've achieved a remarkable victory on the game show Deal or No Deal, winning a substantial amount of 250,000 rand. How do you feel? How are you doing, first of all?
Oh my goodness. You know what? The plan going on the show was to win 250,000 rand. And I always had my eye on the prize. I had huge amounts of offers from the banker. And I refused every single one of them because the goal was to get 250,000 rands for my charity.
Right.
You know, so the fact that that happened is unbelievable. I am so happy. I know what difference it's going to make in the lives of the community for the charity that I chose.
And you chose...
So it's exciting.
Yeah, and you chose Sepang Care Center. You know, how does that feel to you to do something so amazing that's so close to your heart, to give away such a huge amount of money?
You know, I feel like as public figures, our job is bigger than what we do. We're in a position of influence, and wherever we can help, I feel like it's our responsibility to. And having played for Sepang Care Center, which is from Tembisa, where I grew up, that's the community that raised me, was a big moment and a big opportunity for me to give back to the township that made me who I am. You know, so that felt good. It was a proud moment for me. And I actually got a chance to speak to the lady who runs the center today. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, she is so appreciative. She's told me what huge changes she was planning to make with the money. The kids were excited. I'm going to head on over there next weekend so we can all celebrate together. But I love that, you know, Deal or No Deal gave me an opportunity to be able to give back. So,
give back. That's so beautiful.
It's gonna make a difference.
Listen, I want to find out from you. You know, you mentioned early on when we spoke about the drama that goes on in that show. What strategies did you employ on Deal or No Deal? Because, I mean, you have to think about choosing those numbers, choosing the right case and say, listen, this is the one. Like, how did you make that decision?
So for me, when I chose that one number that was ultimately where the 250,000 rands was, my strategy going into it was, you know, thinking about the one day that changed my life. And that was the day that I gave birth to my son. Mm-hmm. It's something I wanted. I still feel like it's my biggest achievement in life. I'm so proud of him. I'm proud of, you know, being able to be his mom. So that's the day that changed my life. And that is why I chose the number. And because I was playing for the kids, it only made sense that I chose my son's birthday. And geez, as luck would have it, that's where the money was.
What a blessing.
Right?
I mean, that's absolutely amazing. I also want to find out from you, Pearl, how does your son's birth influence your perspective on taking risk like you did on the show?
You know, it's made me look at life differently. I think my faith was further strengthened when I had my child, you know, and I think that is what I used to win the 250,000 rands. You know, I kept having faith that the 250 was where I thought it was.
Yes.
It's so funny how I prayed about that number a few days leading up to that moment, and the number 18 kept popping up in my mind. So,
That's wonderful.
I do believe that a higher power took over.
I want to find out from you, what message do you hope to pass on to your son about faith and, you know, taking bold steps in life?
I feel like everything that we need in life, we are born with. As long as we trust our gut, we trust our intuition, I feel like that is what helps us navigate the world around us. So if we can learn to just shut the noise, listen to our inner voice, that is all we need.
That is all we need. Wow, so profound.
Yeah.
Pearl, your fans were so supportive before the show aired. How does their belief in you motivate you in your career and your personal life?
Oh my goodness, to know that there are so many people rooting for me, people I've never met, people who have never met me, means the world to me. I want to do better. I want to do more. I want to achieve even greater things because I know that I make them proud as well. Mm. You know what I mean? It's not just about me. It's about other people who look to me to be inspired
yes.
and to keep pushing in life. So yeah, it was really amazing that they had that faith that I could actually walk away with the jackpot before I even played.
Listen, so that's that's amazing. Now, what's next for you, Pearl? Any exciting projects or goals for the year ahead?
Goals for the year. So I have immersed myself in the world of acting.
Oh, really?
Redemption is currently on Netflix. It's doing really well. Last year, I had an opportunity to shoot Law, Love and Betrayal for Showmax, where I play a role of a lawyer who wants to take over her father's company. And she wants it all. She wants the career. She wants the husband. She wants the perfect life, basically. So that was quite the highlight last year. And it is the focus this year as well.
Oh, that is absolutely stunning. I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully I can chat to you about that very soon.
Listen, I hope so.
Pearl, I wish you all the best with your future endeavors. And listen, I think we need to be friends because this you've got some luck. So I think I need to take you to the casino or something because you have the luck in you.
It will rub off on you, I promise.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Pearl, for joining me on Op Die Kassie.
Thanks, Ashmond.
Op Die Kassie met Ashmond Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.